There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number two already. Let's get started off with Captain Mike Jeffcoat this morning, Venice, Louisiana. Mike, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Well, I'm here. That's all I can say. Pretty much a wash over here right now.
A little rainy over that way there, brother?
Yeah, we sat till noon yesterday trying to make it work, and it never happened. So don't think it's going to happen today neither. I mean, we just had a band come through, but by 8 o'clock, we look like we're socked in solid. So,
well, everything that's kind of training that away along our coast, now it's kind of moving out into the Gulf and then sliding your way. It just stayed down around Galveston, balling up and building up all night. It's just weird the way it's, well, that front line, you know, it's stalled out.
Yeah.
That's what's causing all this mess, man.
But, I mean, we kept looking at the radar yesterday. It'd clear up a little bit for maybe 20 minutes. And
here it come again.
You hear that thunder, and I'm listening to thunder right now. So I'm going to, after I get off the phone with you, I'm going to walk next door, and I got Jerry Jones here, and he can't go handle that weather all day. I'm not going in thunder in no hell, so we're just going to have to reschedule this in the way it's looking.
Yeah.
So, you know, they talked about I was off tomorrow. Staying in, you know, if we could fish today, stay and fish tomorrow, but tomorrow ain't looking much better. So.
No, it's not.
But,
pretty good chance, you know, of rain, well, all during the week this week coming up, too.
Yep.
Same thing.
Yep. Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, the highest chance is on Wednesday, and that's wish to fish with the kids, and
oh, boy.
Looks like we'll be fishing underneath the fish cleaning shed. Catching gas
tops, I guess.
Yeah,
hardhead. A million hardheads under that, buddy. Just a bare hook will work. Just a jig head with nothing on it.
Yep. So, but then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you know, there's like 50% chance every day. So, Marlene just have to get her hair wet, so I can tell it.
Yeah, because what is it, the faux pas coming up?
Yeah.
Man, it's already been a year.
Already.
It's crazy.
It is.
What's happening?
Yeah, and they changed the rules. So on the five fish, speckled trout, they didn't. Because you can keep two fish over...
Over 20.
Over 20 every day, so...
Right.
They're going to let them bring over 20-inch fish in. But on the Grand Slam, well, you cannot bring a fish over 20 inches in.
Huh.
So that's going to be interesting because that speckled trout every year is kind of the game changer on who wins that thing. If we lost it by 2 ounces last year.
And so how does that work? The Grand Slam, you mean like for all species combined, you can't have a trout over 20? That doesn't make any sense.
No, it don't, and I don't understand that ruling. And they might change it before.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but that's the deal on it.
Huh.
As of right now, and that's what me and Brent was talking about. Which I think it makes it more fair. Because, like I said, you know, we really don't go try to target a big trout. You know, we can catch 3-pounder, we're happy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, somebody, you know, a couple years ago, before they changed that rule, all fish had to come out of state waters. Them boys from Alabama, they embarrassed everybody. So, because I don't know what goes on in Alabama this time of year. There's something over there where they're catching big trout. Them boys, well, they had 35-pound stringer.
Goodness.
The speckled trout, yeah. And so they finally did change that state water deal. Because like Mike Phelps, when he was fishing with me all them years, he always says, man, I just stay home, fish, surf, and show up Sunday. And I said, nah, Mike, we ain't going to play that game. And so they did finally put their foot down on that.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, fishing's good, just weather-related right now. So
That's been the factor our entire lives, fighting.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. You know.
Just crazy.
You know, in 20 years ago, I'd probably go try to fight this mess today, but Jerry just tried to call me while we was talking. I'll call him when I get off the radio. He's just, you know, age factor is just not there. You know, if it wasn't so much thunder and lightning in it, I might chance it. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
You know, and all this stuff is coming from the west. You know, it's sweeping right across this boot.
Yeah, so, it's coming from our way over here.
Yep. You know, and we got some rain yesterday. Matter the drain ditches, all of them was full. Yeah, I went to the store. I don't know, about 5 o'clock yesterday, all the ditches were full, so they pumped some water last night, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
So,
man, we got a lot of rain along the coast during the night. I know when I was watching the Astros game, it was a light show to my south and to the east a little bit. It just hanging right, oh, yeah. Then it moved up my way during the night, which I didn't have a... Well, the Astros kept me up, and the dog kept me up, so I'm winging it this morning.
Did they win? I ain't even looked.
Yeah, they did. They won. Yeah,
so they're tied now.
Well,
no, we're in first.
We're actually in first by a few percentage points because, you know, they played two more games than we have.
Well, yeah.
But we're looking a lot better than we did a month ago.
Absolutely. There they are still saying that Pastor was going to fall apart. So.
We'll see about that.
Yeah.
We'll see about that.
They forget old Tucker's coming back, I hope. What are they saying, August now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you got Verlander. You don't know what's going to happen with that. Then you got Luis Garcia. You know, I just don't think he's coming back. He may, but I don't know why I bring him back too early. Just pull the checkbook out and do some horse trading here for the trade deadline.
Right.
And get you a couple of big-time pitchers if you can. And just have to live and die with the bullpen we got, which looks brilliant at times and then just looks totally, you know, I don't know what to say about that.
You know, there was a guy sitting by me in that game that we went to Sunday, and they brought Montero in, and he said, all right, here we go, Montero in. We got
boy.
Tips. I said, all right, after he give up that home run, I said, or he give up that walk, and the next batter hit a home run on the first pitch. I said, gee, how you feel about him now?
Yeah, he's looked brilliant a few times, but most times.
He can't help throw that ball down the middle.
Can't help it.
Nope. But other than that.
There's a bunch of them out there that can throw the ball down the middle. They don't last long.
No, because everybody can hit a ball down. No, everybody can hit a ball down the middle.
Yeah.
You know, everybody ain't Altuve.
Especially a changeup right down the middle. It's gone.
Oh, well, absolutely.
Out of here.
But Altuve he blows my mind out. He can reach across that plate and hit a ball 6 inches off the plate.
Pure talent, man.
That's talent. So.
Yeah, that's.
Alvarez do anything last night?
No, they pretty much pitched around him. They won't give him nothing.
He's in a slump, that's for sure.
Well,
what's going on?
A lot of times you got to have something to hit.
No, that's true.
But he's always been that way. He's up and down. He'll go on a tear for about 8 or 10 games, and then he'll back off a little bit. Hey, I'll take him like he is. That's when the other guy's supposed to step up, and that's what's been happening. I'm worried about Tucker, man. Contusion. I saw that foul ball go off that shin bone like that, and I said, that's not good. It didn't deflect or anything. It was just dead solid.
Yeah, and the way he hit the ground.
Yeah.
That boy was in pain.
Tough cookie.
Yep. Anyhow, Forrest fishing, like I said, I'm
weather
kind of interested.
Great if you can get out there.
You talked to Blaine. Did that storm hurt him any on them birds, done it?
I don't think so. They didn't get nothing out of that.
Really?
No.
Well,
no, this
on
last
that side.
Storm, they got nothing. Got some north winds. But, you know, the other one, the little one, he got some pretty good rainfall, which only helped. But, no, he's looking good, man. Looking great.
Yeah, he gets some birds like you said he had them last year. I'm going to try to go down there and do it with him.
Oh, it's stupid.
Yeah, I like sitting on the porch shooting them.
Yeah. That's the best deer blind on the ranch, sitting on the porch, having a cocktail, watching all the deer feeding up those lanes. It keeps them grained up for all the people to look at. A lot of activity.
Right.
Coyotes and bobcats, I mean, all of it. You can just sit there and...
Well, you talking
like
about...
Mitchell, Omaha Wild Kingdom, buddy.
You talking about them coyotes. I was up one of them mornings after the storm, and that squirrel dog, man, he's out there howling his head off. I walked outside, them coyotes wasn't 100 yards behind my house, sir. just raising Cain. And he was right there in the middle of them.
Well, he's going to get eaten if he don't watch it.
No, he's going to kill him. He's going to kill him. Which it did kind of scare me during the hurricane. I forgot to tell you that. It got daylight, and that thing started blowing hard. And I got up, looked out there at his kennel and stuff. And I thought I had that kennel tied down pretty good. But I don't know. A couple hours later, I looked out the back and looked at his kennel. His kennel's on his side. He gone.
On his side.
Yeah, he's gone. I was like, oh, crap. I went out there on side porch and hollered for him. I couldn't find him. I said, well, hopefully went to the barn or something and found him a hole. Get in and just ride this thing out.
Man.
That afternoon, Greg come over and he said, hey, your dog's over at my house. He said, I'll put him in my kennel. I said, all right.
Boy.
So I went over and got him, brought him back home.
That was some wind blowing kennels over.
Yeah. I mean, this is a 6x12.
Yeah.
One of them by, you know. Yeah, no, it's wired panels.
Even heavier.
We bought it off of Amazon. But, you know, the top on it, the wind got that top.
Caught that wind
that top
and
up
it just tumped it over.
Yeah.
Oh, well. All right, Mike. Well, hey, buddy, if somebody wants
Jerry
to call
Quermia.
You. Yeah, coming over and fishing with you. Give a number, buddy.
832-338-9376. Catch on the web,
man.
RJ Hunting and Fishing.
All right, go Stros, buddy.
You bet. Later.
All right, see you, man. All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no farther than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They're all on display, and all their bottles, diffusers, regulators. If you need more info on that, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Gulf shrimp. No farm-raised at Boyd's. Look for their big 912 specials they have on those and the 15-18s. They've got it all. And check out their Cajun Grill next door. Excellent food, great prices. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It is 519 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to G-Town. Let's check in with Captain James Flogg this morning. Good morning, James. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, man. Trying to get over here and get these guys. There's some kind of light bar thing in my face right here.
You're fishing on a Saturday?
I told you I had to do this tournament thing, man.
Oh, man.
Hey, the only thing better than this is maybe getting in front of an 18-wheeler and letting it just run over you. Gosh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so I'm trying to chug across the bay here. Man, there's lights and stuff that I don't see, man. I don't really know what's going on.
You better watch out.
Yeah, I don't know if everybody's got fishing lights on, but there was some kind of, I don't know, some kind of boat going through here. I don't know, dude. You got to be careful at nighttime, man. I do it probably more than anybody, and I still don't like it.
I don't like it anymore, period. I don't even do it anymore. Just, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, but I got to go get the big ones, man. Get the early bird.
Well, what kind of tournament are you in?
Oh, there you go. Some kind of, it's a David Carroll deal. I dread this. He makes me do this, and I dread this all year. Hillman got canceled on, so the guys bailed on him, the tournament guys, so he didn't have to go.
Good so, for him.
I should have made
him. Yeah, I think he was out on the town last night. I saw a picture on Facebook this morning. I think he had an anniversary dinner or something.
Oh, good. They don't ever show no pictures of the divorces and all that good stuff. It's just anniversary pictures.
Yeah.
And all my TV and stuff went out. I don't know what's going on with the Open this morning.
Well, I don't either because I can't find it on my TV this morning. It's
man, Mickey, I think they switched channels from USA. I don't have local
channels. No,
oh, really?
I looked. Yeah.
Man, it ain't on the golf channel?
No, just live. You know, from the Open, you know, just talking about it. You got to listen to all their nonsense.
Oh, man. Hey, don't you know McKinley? Hey, McKinley is so sad that Rory was like 15 over. He probably jumped off a building.
Well, they just, man, that's their poster boy, and they're going to ride that horse till it just drops. I mean, that's just,
oh, McKinley loves him. I mean, him and Brandon, all they do is fight about Rory. But anyway, Mickey, fishing was good, man. I got a little niche that's working. It's good fishing. Good top water fishing. I think we caught, I just had two guys yesterday, Larry Bell and them, and we caught 20. And one of my guys, he was a spinning reel guy, wasn't really good with a top water. And I said, man, take that thing off. And I put him a little old 16-pounds Pro Elite head on there, and you could just kind of do whatever you want to with it. I said, man, just send it. You know, maybe you get something. And he caught one like 22 inches. And Then the way they got to hitting them top waters, I said, man, hey, let me give you something. I put him a Lele on there. Man, he had about 4 or 5 bites, absolutely destroyed it.
There you go.
You know, if somebody's not really good with a top water, you know, you can do something like that. I didn't know if they'd hit it. I said, try it, man. About the third cast, one of them annihilated. He missed him. I said,
yeah,
okay,
I mean,
man,
if they're eating top waters, you put on a Lele or a hot rod, and you're going to get some good bites on it. Well, just like a 7M. You tried a 7M yet?
No, I hadn't. I think all that stuff's in my little boat from wintertime stuff. I don't even think I got it in there.
I can't believe James Flogg's riding around the bay without a 7M mirror lure on him. That's un-American, man.
It is. It's stupid. But we probably had, I don't know, we probably had 40 bites. It's good. I mean, for July, yeah. And really fishing ain't that great. I mean, if you land on them, the bite's
right.
Changing
yeah.
Now. It's getting where they're eating in the morning time. It was like that mid-morning when that tide switched out, but now you don't get the outgoing tide till really later on. So, water temperature dropped, though it rained all night or however long it rained. It's down to like 83.
I mean, I saw lightning down your way. I was watching the Astros game. I'd go outside and I'd look south. There was lightning to my south and the east all night long. And then,
they're going. They make me get up and do this. I don't care if it's a Hurricane Burl coming. I'm going. Get in this boat, we're going fishing.
That's it. Well, what kind of tournament is it? Trout tournament or what?
I don't know. It's stupid. It's some trouts and some reds. I don't even know the rules. I think they all cheat. I don't know. I don't even care. I'm just going fishing. I'm going back doing right what I'm doing. And hey, I did. I put a little black. What was it? I was using a little sheep up, that little raspy one, and uh-huh. It kind of faded on it. And I put a little solid black, remember the old black super spook we used throwing the cockatoos and stuff all the time?
Yeah.
But the little one, not the big
right,
one.
Right, the spook junior, yeah, and the black.
Yeah, dude, I hooked a really nice trout. I'm talking about like a 5-pound trout. I said, man, that's a real one. I mean, I ain't had a fish on like that since this winter. And I guess my hooks were sharp, but I guess where they go on the split rings, the eye of the hook was rusty, and he got my hook.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I was going to let them all go anyway.
Well, yeah. I mean, you wasn't going
to
keep it, but still,
I wanted
you'd like to at least look at him, put your hand on him, and say, hey, I caught a good one.
Yeah, I don't like to lose him, but he was a really, really nice trout. And it's pretty. It's good fishing. Now, I don't know if you're gonna drive all over this bay and just land on them anywhere, but it's kind of blowing too around these storms. It's sucking that wind out of like the west right now.
Oh, is it already switched around? It was east earlier.
Yeah, no, it's straight out of the west. Some storms went by. So I was texting Jeff O. Cameron sent me something last night. They caught a white marlin at dark last night. They had a doubleheader whitey. And that's all he said. And Jeff drives the boat at night. So I text Jeff this morning, and they won the daily yesterday. And it's probably going to pay pretty damn good. I think there's almost $1 million in this tournament.
Cool.
So good on them, man. They didn't do nothing Thursday afternoon, but I think they landed on them yesterday. He said they followed a blue for about 3 miles and couldn't get any bite. And then they had that doubleheader right there at dark.
Well, that's good. That's a good way to finish the day up, man.
You ain't kidding. Hey, people think they want to go fish a billfish tournament, so they actually go fish a billfish tournament. They say, man, I don't want to ever come back and do this. Because they're putting them out right now. Well, today's Saturday. I think his line's out at 4. But like yesterday, you put them out right now, and you don't pull them in until 9 o'clock.
Wow.
That's
a grand there, buddy.
Yeah. Well, they've been pre-fishing down there, and they put the work in, just like anything else. You know, you put the effort in, sometimes God takes care of you, and that's a pretty good little old lick for them, so I'm kind of happy about that.
Well.
Here's a tug coming. I ought to just get in front of him, let him run me over.
Just get it over with?
Right. Just go ahead. Go
hey,
ahead
just
take
get it over
down.
With. You saw where that tug sunk up in the ship channel up my way yesterday up there at Lynchburg.
Yeah, somebody sent that to me. Oh, I think he sent it to me, Jim. One good thing about Jim, if anything bad's happening or anybody's dead or anybody's sick,
I get at least one or two of those a day from him. I mean, we must be on the – he must have a list of people. He just punches one button and they all get the same thing.
Yeah, I call him the Reaper. Jim's sending you something, you better hang on because something bad doesn't happen to somebody else. Man, I hope I ain't never in that text.
Well, he missed his calling. He needs to work for a local newspaper and be the gossip columnist for it.
Yeah, just go to work for a mortuary. Just drive the herd.
Oh, man, that's funny. That's so true, though. Yeah, my phone goes off, and I look and see a message from Jim Lavelle. I'm afraid to open it.
No, it's scary. Hey, it might be about you one day or me.
Well, it could be, yeah. Did you see, did he send you the one of where the Vibrio, that guy got the Vibrio waiting to pass?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That's what I told David Carroll. I said, hey, man, I'm taking y'all to the pass, and y'all jump out and wait. There's some really nice reds in there with that Vibrio. Y'all waller around in there and get you one.
Well,
you know, we got all that rain, Mickey, and it's so hot, and then it got calm. I mean, it was if you care about Vibrio, which I don't, I ain't getting in it, but if you care about it, that was the perfect storm for breeding it, for sure.
Yeah.
Calm winds. And actually, Larry Higgins, and our angler, you boy, he sent me some stuff from Cold Pass, just maybe like a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Or maybe Tuesday after Burrow, when it calmed down, he said, man, it's really, really nasty down here. Nasty water. You know, and plus
really?
All that stuff comes out of chocolate. And
that's what the Hammer was telling me when I asked him about it yesterday morning. He said, yeah, that runoff, that water coming out down there is just, it's putrid.
Well, you know, it's coming off all, you know, they got more stuff growing, Mickey, around 2004 and all that stuff that I've seen in years. Rice and Milo, right. Blah, 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 blah. And then it's like bathing. You know, when it rains, those fields run and it goes to chocolate. Chocolate runs out in the bay and there you go. Mm-hmm. And it got dead calm, you know. There wasn't no wind, you know, blowing it around. So, but I feel bad for that guy. I mean, I ain't never had it, but don't want it.
Well, they, you know, UTMB, you know, reported there were several cases from the same area as that guy got it.
There goes the boat right there. Man, you better pay attention in the mornings, man. I'm talking, but I'm paying attention. I don't know where he's going.
Where are you at?
I just come across the intercoastal. And there, you know, these people don't have lights, and they bury their head in these GPSs. I ain't worried about me. I'm worried about that other guy.
You know, I don't know how people can pull away from the dock and not have running lights.
I wouldn't go. I mean, I'm a stickler about that. My lights don't work.
I am too, man. If I got a light out, I'm not going to go till daylight.
Yeah, it's not worth it. You take everybody's life in your hands and yours and everything else.
Sure.
I got a pretty good west wind, man. I may be hosed.
Well, I can't believe it. It's at the jetty, it's east at 21, it's showing right now. But way offshore, the buoy next to it's west at 15. And the whole system, from up my way all the way down the west side, everything went west after those storms slid a little bit.
Yeah, it was just like a little low-pressure thing, Mickey, to come through here. We're on the back of it right now.
Yeah.
That little storm. Hey, my driveway's flooded. Everything's flooded.
It rained last night.
Yeah. Where's the radar at now? I mean, I'm good.
Yeah, let me check it again to make sure for you. But it was looking.
Hey, you
like
know Thursday, that big line of stuff that was coming, you know, the
right.
Boom coming to get us, it just faded, dude.
Yeah.
It never made it to the coast.
Yeah, it fizzled out. Isn't that something?
Yeah. And we actually did good that day. I had some really novice fishermen, but we did good. I mean, we caught 10 or 12 fish, and, you know, anybody normal you'd have called, you know, I mean, a regular fisherman, you'd have probably done good.
The only thing you're going to have to look out for is over below Sugar Land and all to the west of you. There's a bunch
yeah.
of red and yellow stuff there, and it's this stuff's kind of breaking up. It's kind of growing over towards Louisiana, but everything that was in Galveston kind of drifted out in the Gulf, and it's just light green now. But keep an eye over to the west, see if that turns into anything, because it's still raining pretty good over that way, but it is kind of breaking up. It's not as organized. So,
Roger, buddy.
Well, keep an eye on that. But,
well, Mick, I better go get these.
Yeah, the way you're on them, you'll have the tournament won in the first five casts from them black top waters this morning.
Well, now that's possible, but I think you got to have a redfish, and uh-oh, I ain't catching no redfish. I know where I might can go catch one, but I ain't catching none. I mean, there's some big giant ones out here, but you can't do nothing with them. They're all big as your boat.
Well, no.
I just stopped in the middle of them the other day and asked my guy, and they're just jumping out of the water. I just pulled the boat right up the middle of them. They're all jumping out of the water. I said, hey, man, you want to catch one? And he looked at me and said, nope. I said, okay, let's go.
We're good.
We're good.
All right,
man,
buddy. Well, hey, if somebody wants to go to the bottom and run in the dark, how they get a hold of you?
Mick, 409-771-7306. I'll have a little while. We'll get on that open, see what's happening.
All right, buddy. Y'all, good luck today. Be safe out there. Watch out for the other guy.
Yeah, no kid. Bye, buddy. See ya.
Later, man. All right.
Later.
That's Captain James Plogg down in G-Town. Well, you know, folks, Angler U, you know what I like about them? They're committed to steadily expanding its library of videos to cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. And check out their weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers with decades of experience. And they're steadily expanding their library of videos to cover all topics and archives so you can see patterns over a period of time. And educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing, for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, and tarpon. So whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking. So just go to anglerU.com. That's anglerU.com to become a member today and receive great discounts from partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. You can save a ton of money in the long run. So go to anglerU.com. That's anglerU.com and improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:40 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to G-Town. Let's check in with Captain Sharky Marquez. Michael, good morning. What's up?
What's up? What's up, buddy?
How you doing, my friend?
Man, doing well. Doing well, doing well. Taking a little break today, buddy. We were supposed to be going way offshore, but
nope.
Everything's looking a little bit scary, and sounds like it's going to be a good little bit of an R&R day, rest and recovery, and get some stuff done. And I think we're going to go service Dad's boat. His birthday is coming up on Monday, so we're going to go spend some time with him and act like his birthday's today.
That'll hunt. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, nothing wrong with that, brother.
Did you get your power back down on the west end? You all good to go now?
Man, we got it. Thank you, Jesus.
That's good. Yes, sir.
Now we got these swarms of mosquitoes we're dealing with, but other than that,
they're
man,
not bad. They're just terrible. That's unfair.
I know. We're like making beeline runs, you know, to the truck in the morning, and it's crazy, man. Crazy, crazy. But gosh, I got a good story for you, man. I had this awesome family come down. They're fishing, used to fishing up in Baffin and catching all kinds of cool stuff, man. And we're trying to go offshore, and we ended up playing it kind of safe yesterday. We had that cool front coming in up from the north, you know, that big old line. And you just never know how it's going to, what it's going to turn into or what it's going to do once it hits the coast, you know. So we played it safe, and I took them out. They do a lot of bay fishing, have a boat of their own, and took them out to the close rigs and was trolling around. We ended up catching, like, gosh, man, that they brought their son. Man, he caught, like, I don't know, five jacks by himself, you know, just messing around, having a great time. And Then we get behind this shrimp boat or whatever, and this shrimp boat is right there in the middle of culling, you know, throwing all the
sharks.
Buddy, there's, oh my gosh, man, I got to post a video later. They're jumping out the water at each other. I mean, it's just insane.
Don't fall
in. yeah, don't fall in. So he caught a big old spinner, and we caught a big black tip and was having fun. And anyway, so we come inshore. Current is ripping like nothing I've ever seen, you know, at the jetties. I mean, just ripping, buddy. That cork hits the water or free shrimp or whatever, and it's like mile down the road in 10 seconds, you know?
Yeah.
We end up messing around in the channel and catching some undersized trout. For the most part, they're catch and release. And I asked them, I said, hey, guys, what, you know, is there a fish that if we caught, y'all would keep, you know, to eat, or is it all catch and release? And they said, man, we might catch a red, you know, we might keep a redfish if we get an opportunity to catch a redfish. I said, okay, cool, man. So we're coming in through Offutt's. And I got this little honey hole over yonder, I should say, you know, some rocks, rock, right. Little shoreline area in Offutt's. And I pull in, I said, we fished the reef in Offutt's and nothing on this reef. I was sure we were going to smack them. Anyway, I pull into this little honey hole and I said, look, I'm not even going to throw an anchor. You know, I'm just going to get y'all up on the front of the boat. We're going to cast some popping corks. I'm just going to hold us, you know, I'm going to hold us right here. It was time, you know, it was about time to head on in and settle up the day. Everybody was already happy, you know, caught a bunch of big fish and stuff. And, man, so we, cork goes down, dad's hooked up 26 and a half inch slot red. We're real happy about that. And ended up boxing him for dinner and, shoot, man, let's make another cast out there, man. And the sun hooks up. I'm thinking, man, this thing, big redfish, you know, stripping line. He comes up, you know that off its water. You could see down in there. He comes up, and I'm like, dang, gum, that thing is huge. But it's kind of a silver, you know, it's got a silver tint to it. Buddy, we threw a net on this fish, 27 and a half inch trout, but it was just healthy, man. I mean, just giant, thick. That thing, I'd be surprised if it wasn't 9 pounds. You know, yeah, I mean, that thing was just big.
That fish probably been living in there his whole life.
Oh, my gosh, man. We were jumping for joy. You know, they fish baffin and stuff, so, you know, the little trout and stuff we were catching. I mean, we were kind of, it was the joke, you know, we're kind of joking around about it. Like,
right.
Like, oh, look at this little thing, you know, and man, boy, that sun, man, we were jumping for joy and high fiving and, gosh, this is the last cast, you know, 27 and a half, you know, just a giant trophy trout, you know,
day, man. That's awesome.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful, yeah. Man. So
awesome.
Anyway, love it when it pans out like that, you know?
Sure.
I love it when it pans out like that. That's good. Well, good memories just, made know, right there.
You just got to make the most of what you got to work with, and you can't get offshore and do your thing. You can, you know, you got other avenues to take.
That's right,
which
man.
Which is good.
That's right. From Jack Crevel to big sharks to trout to redfish, we just tried to tackle everything we could within, you know, 15 miles and had a blast doing it.
Y'all talk. Did it catch any air? Did it jump very high?
Man, he was blowing up on the surface for sure.
He never did.
We got some good blow ups from him.
Cleared air.
I don't think he ever jumped crazy, but he's definitely coming up and you can see that thing just, you know, busting the top.
Channel, you know, the channel in the summertime up my way and in, you know, parts of Trinity Bay out along.
Oh, it's crazy.
We're fishing the summer and, man, those things will—they'll jump 7, 8, 10 feet in the air. Man, they're crazy.
Yeah, just doing like barrel rolls.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's crazy, man.
So, well, that's how they got their name, spinner shark.
Yeah. Shoot, we almost hit one outside the tip of the jetties, driving, you know, running like 30, 35 knots one day. That thing comes out the water and lands right next to the boat. I mean, it's...
How about that landing in the boat at about 40 miles an hour while you're running?
Golly, buddy.
That'd be
you
ugly,
better hope nobody's
it?
In the front of the boat.
I heard that. Take your head off.
That's it. That's a lot of fish right there rolling around with a bunch of sharp teeth. Golly. Yeah. Well,
anybody caught any thresher this year that you've heard of?
No, not that I've heard of, brother.
Whipped.
Golly, you ain't joking. I'm hoping we had a crazy good streak for offshore, and you know, now we're fighting these summertime cool fronts and different pop-ups and stuff like that. But you know, it's hard to complain when we were able to run like the last 6 days, you know, 5-6 days in a row offshore.
Well, other than from last year, remember last year y'all couldn't even get out there, man.
No, I remember. So hopefully these little nasty pop-ups and stuff like that, boy, it's lightning everywhere out there. I know my guys are down there getting ready to blast, but golly, man, got to keep a close eye on that.
It rained all night in Galveston.
Yeah, I looked at like 11 or 12 o'clock, and it looked like there was just one big cell that was going to kind of push through. Then I woke up at like 3 a.m., and it was still raining like crazy. I said, what the heck? And then this morning, man, just lightning going crazy too. So,
well, there's a bunch of stuff from the west now. You know, a lot of the stuff that was on you all night kind of dissipated and went out in the Gulf a little bit and slid to the east, but there's a bunch of weather, you know, over to the west of you that's it's coming right for West Bay.
Golly.
Got to keep an eye on that and see how that, I mean, it's just moving in a straight line from west to east right towards West Bay and the jetties. It's got a lot of red in it, you know, up above Angleton and
That ain't no good.
Columbia and all that and Sugar Land and moving your way, that's not good.
That ain't no good, buddy.
Yeah, I talked to James before you, and he's got a fish in some tournament today. He's hoping to
– Oh, the veterans deal? Yeah. I think a bunch of people, man. I mean, you know, I think that's, it's the veterans – offshore slam or something. Maybe it's fishing that one, maybe it's a different one, but
no, he's fishing, man. It's inshore. It's, I think, trout and one redfish or something is in the form.
Oh, I gotcha.
You know,
I guess most of the trout tournaments are doing, you know, biggest trout that's you know, up to 20 inches, right? I would assume, unless it's catch and release.
That's all you can do, unless you have a video live weigh in with a scale out there.
Yeah. It's just a different stuff, you know. I mean, it's just a different ball game now, you know, trying to catch that 20-incher, you know, versus something giant. But
yeah, it kind of changes things in tournament formats, and you know, whoever catches the biggest fish doesn't win. You know, they got to throw it back; they can't weigh it in. So it's pretty crazy. Yeah. 5-inch slot to play with.
That's it, brother.
Well, anything? Y'all starting to get your place back in order down there at Bayside?
Man, we are, brother. We are. We still gotta do some repairs, and I think we're gonna start on fixing the roof next week. But it's just
quite a bit of damage, didn't you?
Man, we did, but you know, it's hard to complain. You know, we drove down, Jamaica Beach way, and saw houses with their whole roofs ripped off and everything inside of, I guess, from tornadoes. And I think there was a tornado that ran through the West End, Jamaica Beach area. And I mean, just destroyed houses, like destroyed.
Isn't that crazy?
And, you know, well,
that little storm had a bunch of tornadoes in it. I don't even know. I can't even count the amount of tornado warnings and alerts I got on my phone during that storm, you know, for just Chambers County over where I was at. That was crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I heard five for sure that I personally heard come over.
Golly.
Just taking the tops out of the trees, like wringing out a dish rag, just rips the whole top out of the tree and throws it. Pretty nuts.
I mean, that's nuts, man. That's nuts. I mean, it just hit, and it didn't really, dissipate. I mean, it rolled all the way up through Houston, and I mean, just as strong. And I think people, you know, on the coast were thinking, oh, well, let's go up, you know, 30 minutes, 40 minutes up the road and you know, drag our stuff up there. God, it was blowing 100 miles an hour in Houston, too, you know. I mean, trees laid over, oak trees and everything else just snapped. I mean, that's crazy stuff. Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know, Mickey. I'm just, you know, it's just hard to complain. You know, of course, it sucks and we took some damage, but gosh, we're healthy, man. We got our lives and our families are good. And, you know, we got a house to sleep in. And, you know, I mean, that's a tough thing, you know, with these hurricanes. You don't wish it upon yourself. You don't want it to go anywhere else, you know. And it just, when it happens, you just got to kind of deal with it, man. It's always interesting to see everybody coming together. And gosh, our neighbor down there on 61st, you know, his shrimp boat was sinking to the bottom. And gosh, I was out there, and then, you know, one of the local captains who owns a bait shop, you know, Captain Chop was out there. We were helping, you know, just, I mean, everybody just comes together during these things. And,
yeah,
you know, it's just like, it's just a, you know, it's a beautiful thing in the midst of just tragedy, and seeing everybody in the community just show up to help restore, you know, where restoration needs to be had.
Exactly.
So, I don't know, man. It's a ray of sunshine in a dark time. That's a fact. So we've seen a lot of that happening down here.
Well, yeah. I know Galveston Bait and Tackle, they got wiped out. I know they're all, everybody volunteering, trying to help get that place built back up and
get
the docks and everything in shape. And what a mess,
man. I've seen people giving away trips and raising money for them, which is so awesome. And,
yeah,
I mean, that's just
that's
all,
the kind
that's
of people
our community.
We live around in our community these days. We, you know, everybody's, you know, focuses on all the bad, but there's way more good than there is bad. Thank God for that, you know?
Yeah, thank God. Thank God for that, man. You're right.
You got that right, brother.
Good community, right, brother.
Yes, sir. Good people. All right,
good
brother.
People.
Well, hey, if somebody wants to get down and hook up with you guys and do some fishing inshore and offshore, stay at the lodge, all that good stuff.
Heck yeah.
Sharky.
Come on with it, guys. Hop on our website. It's Outcast Fishing with no G. charters.com. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, and available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 540 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to G-Town. Let's check in with Captain Sharky Marquez. Michael, good morning. What's up?
What's up? What's up, buddy?
How you doing, my friend?
Man, doing well. Doing well. Taking a little break today, buddy. We were supposed to be going way offshore, but
nope.
Everything's looking a little bit scary, and sounds like it's going to be a good little bit of an R&R day, rest and recovery, and get some stuff done. And I think we're going to go service Dad's boat. His birthday is coming up on Monday, so we're going to go spend some time with him and act like his birthday's today.
That'll hunt. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, nothing wrong with that, brother.
Did you get your power back down on the west end? You all good to go now?
Man, we got it. Thank you, Jesus.
That's good. Yes, sir.
Now, we got these swarms of mosquitoes we're dealing with, but other than that,
they're
man.
Not bad. They're just terrible. That's
I know. We're, like, making beeline runs, you know, to the truck in the morning, and it's crazy, man. Crazy, but gosh, I got a good story for you, man. I had this awesome family come down. They're fishing, used to fishing up in Baffin and catching all kinds of cool stuff, man. And we're trying to go offshore, and we ended up playing it kind of safe yesterday. We had that cool front coming in up from the north, you know, that big old line. And you just never know how it's gonna. What it's going to turn into or what it's going to do once it hits the coast, you know? So, we played it safe and I took them out. They do a lot of bay fishing, have a boat of their own, and, took them out to the close rigs and was trolling around. We ended up catching like, gosh, man, that, they brought their son, man, he caught like, I don't know, 5 jacks by himself, you know, just messing around, having a great time. And, then we get behind this shrimp boat or whatever, and this shrimp boat is right there in the middle of culling, you know, throwing all the
sharks.
Buddy, oh my gosh, man, I got to post a video later. They're jumping out the water at each other. I mean, it's just insane.
Don't fall
so,
in.
yeah, don't fall in. So he caught a big old spinner, and we caught a big black tip and was having fun, and anyway, so we come inshore. Current is ripping like nothing I've ever seen, you know, at the jetties. I mean, just ripping, buddy. That cork hits the water or free shrimp or whatever, and it's like mile down the road in 10 seconds, you know.
Yeah.
We end up messing around in the channel and catching some undersized trout. For the most part, they're catch and release. And I asked them, I said, hey, guys, what – you know, is there a fish that if we caught y'all would keep, you know, to eat, or is it all catch and release? And they said, man, we might catch a red, you know, we might keep a redfish if we get an opportunity to catch a redfish. I said, okay, cool, man. So we're coming in through Offutt's, and I got this little honey hole over yonder, I should say, you know, some rocks, rock, right. little shoreline area in Offutt's. And I pull in, I said, we fished the reef in Offutt's and nothing on this reef. I was sure we were going to smack them. And, anyway, I pull into this little honey hole and I said, look, I'm not even going to throw an anchor. You know, I'm just going to get y'all up on the front of the boat. We're going to cast some popping corks. And I'm just going to hold us, you know, I'm going to hold this right here. It was time, you know, it was about time to head on in and settle up the day. Everybody was already happy, you know, caught a bunch of big fish and stuff. And, man, so we cork goes down, dad's hooked up 26 and a half inch slot red. We're real happy about that. And ended up boxing him for dinner and, shoot, man, let's make another crest out there, man. And the sun hooks up. I'm thinking, man, this thing, big redfish, you know, stripping line. He comes up, you know that off its water. You could see down in there. He comes up, and I'm like, daggum, that thing is huge. But it's kind of a silver. You know, it's got a silver tint to it. Buddy, we threw a net on this fish, 27 and a half inch trout, but it was just healthy, man. I mean, just giant, thick. That thing, I'd be surprised if it wasn't 9 pounds. You know, yeah, I mean, that thing was just big.
That fish probably been living in there his whole life.
Oh, my gosh, man. We were jumping for joy. You know, they fish Baffin and stuff, so, you know, the little trout and stuff we were catching, I mean, we were kind of, it was the joke, you know, we were kind of joking around about it, like,
right.
Like, oh, look at this little thing, you know, and man, boy, that son, man, we were jumping for joy and high-fiving, and gosh, this is the last cast, you know, 27 and a half, you know, just a giant trophy
what
trout,
a
you know.
What a day, man. That's awesome.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful, yeah. Man. So,
awesome.
Anyway, love it when it pans out like that, you know.
Sure.
I love it when it pans out like that. That's good, well, good memories just, made know, right there.
You just got to make the most of what you got to work with, and you can't get offshore and do your thing. You got other avenues to take.
That's right,
which
man.
Which is good.
That's right. From Jack Crevel to big sharks to trout to redfish, we just tried to tackle everything we could within, 15 miles and had a blast doing it.
Did it catch any air? Did it jump very high?
Man, he was blowing up on the surface for sure.
He never did.
We got some good blow-ups from him.
Cleared air.
I don't think he ever jumped crazy, but he's definitely coming up, and you can see that thing just, busting the top.
The channel in the summertime up my way and in, parts of Trinity Bay out on the
river. Oh, it's crazy.
When we're fishing the summer, and, man, those things, they'll jump 7, 8, 10 feet in the air, man. They're crazy.
Yeah, just doing barrel rolls.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy, man.
So, well, that's how they got their name, spinner shark.
Shoot, we almost hit one outside the tip of the jetties driving, running like 30, 35 knots one day. That thing comes out the water and lands right next to the boat. I mean, it's...
How about that landing in the boat at about 40 miles an hour while you're running?
Golly, buddy.
That'd be
you
ugly,
better hope nobody's
it?
In the front of the boat.
I heard that. Take your head off.
That's it. That's a lot of fish right there rolling around with a bunch of sharp teeth. Golly. Yeah. Well,
anybody caught any thresher this year that you've heard of?
No, not that I've heard of, brother. Not that I've heard of.
Tail whipped.
Golly, you ain't joking. I'm hoping. Man, I'm hoping we had a crazy good streak for offshore, and now we're fighting these summertime cool fronts and different pop-ups and stuff like that. But it's hard to complain when we were able to run like the last 6 days, 5-6 days in a row offshore.
Well, that's other than yesterday. From last year. Remember last year, y'all couldn't even get out there, man.
No, I remember. So hopefully these little nasty pop-ups and stuff like that. Boy, it's lightning everywhere out there. I know my guys are down there getting ready to blast, but golly, man, got to keep
man,
a close
like
eye on that.
It rained all night in Galveston.
Yeah, I looked at, like, 11 or 12 o'clock, and it looked like there was just one big cell that was going to kind of push through. Then I woke up at like 3 a.m., and it was still raining like crazy. I said, what the heck? And then this morning, man, just lightning going crazy too. So,
well, there's a bunch of stuff from the west now. You know, a lot of the stuff that was on you all night kind of dissipated and went out in the Gulf a little bit and slid to the east, but there's a bunch of weather, you know, over to the west of you that's it's coming right for West Bay.
Golly.
Got to keep an eye on that and see how that, I mean, that's, it's just moving in a straight line from west to east right towards West Bay and the jetties. It's got a lot of red in it, you know, up above Angleton and
That ain't no good.
Columbia and all that and Sugar Land and moving your way, that's not good.
That ain't no good, buddy.
Yeah, I talked to James before you, and he's got a fish in some tournament today. He's hoping to.
Oh, the veterans deal? Yeah. I think a bunch of people, man. I mean, you know, I think that's, it's the veterans offshore slam or something. Maybe he's fishing that one. Maybe it's a different one. But
no, he's fishing. Man. It's inshore. It's, I think, trout and one redfish or something is in the form.
Oh, I gotcha.
You know.
I guess most of the trout tournaments are doing, you know, biggest trout that's you know, up to 20 inches, right? I would assume, unless it's catch and release.
That's all you can do, unless you have a, you know, video live weigh-in with a scale out there.
Yeah. It's just a different stuff, you know. I mean, it's just a different ball game now, you know, trying to catch that 20-incher. You know, versus something giant, but
yeah, it kind of changes things in tournament formats, and you know, whoever catches the biggest fish doesn't win. You know, they got to throw it back; they can't weigh it in. So it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
5-inch slot to play with.
That's it, brother.
Yeah. Anything? Well, y'all starting to get your place back in order down there at Bayside?
Man, we are, brother. We are. We still gotta do some repairs, and I think we're gonna start on fixing the roof next week. But it's just
quite a bit of damage, didn't you?
Man, we did, but you know, I guess it's hard to complain. You know, we drove down, Jamaica Beach way, and saw houses with their whole roofs ripped off and everything inside of, I guess, from tornadoes. And I think there was a tornado that ran through the West End, Jamaica Beach area. And, I mean, just destroyed houses, like destroyed.
Isn't that crazy?
And, you know.
Well, that little storm had a bunch of tornadoes in it. I don't even know. I can't even count the amount of tornado warnings and alerts I got on my phone during that storm, you know, for just Chambers County over where I was at. That was crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I heard five for sure that I personally heard come over.
Golly.
Just taking the tops out of the trees, like wringing out a dish rag, just rips the whole top out of the tree and throws it. Pretty nuts.
I mean, that's nuts, man. That's nuts. I mean, it just hit and it didn't really dissipate. I mean, it rolled all the way up through Houston, and I mean, just as strong. And I think people, you know, on the coast were thinking, oh, well, let's go up, you know, 30 minutes, 40 minutes up the road and, you know, drag our stuff up there. God, it was blowing 100 miles an hour in Houston, too, you know. I mean, trees laid over, oak trees and everything else just snapped. I mean, that's crazy stuff. Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know, Mickey. I'm just, you know, it's just hard to complain. You know, of course, it sucks, and we took some damage, but, gosh, we're healthy, man. We got our lives, and our families are good, and, you know, we got a house to sleep in, and, you know, I mean, that's a tough thing, you know, with these hurricanes. You don't wish it upon yourself. You don't want it to go anywhere else, you know, and it just, when it happens, you just got to kind of deal with it, man. It's always interesting to see everybody coming together, and gosh, our neighbor down there on 61st, you know, his shrimp boat was sinking to the bottom, and gosh, I was out there, and then you know, one of the local captains who owns a bait shop, you know, Captain Chop was out there. We're helping, you know, just, I mean, everybody just comes together during these things. And,
yeah,
you know, it's just like, it's just a, you know, it's a beautiful thing in the midst of just tragedy and seeing everybody in the community just show up to help restore, you know, where restoration needs to be had.
Exactly.
So, I don't know, man. It's a ray of sunshine in a dark time. That's a fact. So we've seen a lot of that happening down here.
Well, yeah. I know Galveston Bait and Tackle, they got wiped out. I know they're all, everybody volunteering, trying to help get that place built back up and
get
the docks and everything in shape. And what a mess,
man. I've seen people giving away trips and raising money for them, which is so awesome. And I mean, that's just the kind of people we live
around in our community these days. We you know, everybody's, you know, focuses on all the bad, but there's way more good than there is bad. Thank God for that, you know?
Yeah, thank God. Thank God for that, man. You're right.
You got that right, brother.
Good community, right, brother.
Yes, sir. Good people. All right,
good
brother.
People.
Well, hey, if somebody wants to get down and hook up with you guys and do some fishing inshore and offshore, stay at the lodge, all that good stuff.
Heck yeah.
Sharky.
Come on with it, guys. Hop on our website. It's outcastfishingwithnog.com. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, and availability right there on our website. And then come on down, man. Check out the lodge. If you haven't had an opportunity to see our lodge, you can type in that's Outcast Charters. You can find it on our page there, but you can also find it at BaysideEventCenter.com. And we got a virtual tour on there. It's a really cool place. We could sleep up to like 16, 17 people upstairs. So anyway, check it out. Come on down. Lodge with us. Have some fun. Hop on a boat. Let's go make some memories.
All right, and tell old Ralph happy birthday for me.
I will, brother. I will. We'll enjoy
right,
it. I'll let him know you said something.
Hey, always good
all
talking
brother.
To you, buddy. You have a great weekend. See you,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir. You too, buddy. God bless. Talk to you soon.
All right, you too, brother. Later. All right, that's Captain Sharky Marquez down in G-Town. Time for our top of the hour break and national anthem. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.